This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Mikal Bridges, 51 minutes last night of intense basketball, and sometimes you still get frustrated with him. I feel like he's clanging these threes more often than he's making them. But his defense was unbelievable. His energy level was unbelievable. He hits that three in overtime. So much pressure on him because of all the picks that were given up. He has not really hit the ceiling we were looking for. But last night, even though, you know, it's not like he scored 45 points, but last night,
51 minutes, man,
he was as crucial as anybody in that basketball game. And he really earns every bit of praise this morning.
I'll say that you can understand why those guys at Villanova won two national championships.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it.
Yeah.
I mean, and I pointed out Josh Hart, those early rebounds where he was getting back-to-back offensive rebounds in the same possession.
Yeah.
And you could just see he's the smallest guy on the court, and he's going up there getting rebounds. And they all want to play. The NBA has received an enormous amount of criticism over the last 20 years about rest days, taking days off. And then, of course, Tibbs gets criticized for playing his guys too much. And we sit here as fans and try to go pinballing back and forth between the two thoughts. And I'm like, man, I want the guys to play. And the one thing about the Villanova guys, they want to play. They want to be on the court. So you got to respect that.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried about Josh Hart as he was grabbing that hand when he got that steal late in the game. And he ended up missing a free throw. He kind of looked a little bit off. And he was sort of kept grabbing the right wrist. But he stayed in the game. Looked like he was okay, but that was one of those deals where he was grimacing intensely after that.
I mean, like, you know, the games are intense, and they're fast, and they're physical. The one thing I will say about Josh, sometimes he's afraid to shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, and he wants to, like, he's a mid-range shooter.
He's also a guy who just careens towards the basket.
Exactly, but yeah. A couple times he gives up the ball way too early, and if he would just turn around to the basket's right there. But I think he just thinks that he's not big enough sometimes to go against the guys that are in the paint. But look, I can't argue with anything that I saw last night, especially as you pointed out earlier this morning, the effort.
Yeah, especially on the defensive end.
Yes.
I mean, all night long. Bradley, West Islip, what's going on, Bradley?
Good morning, fellas. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, Brad? What's going on, brother?
What's up, boys? Yeah, I want to talk about the Knicks and the minutes these guys are playing. You got to think, as the series progresses, can they sustain these games playing 40-plus minutes? And I don't know if they could really, like, go toe-to-toe with Boston if they keep putting up these minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Jaylen Brown played 45 minutes. Derek White played 44 minutes. Jason Tatum played 44 minutes. Drew Holiday played 39 minutes. I mean, like, that's what they're all playing.
I mean,
Bridges is out there for 51 minutes. Like, he's a freak of nature. Look how thin he is. Got no body fat.
He plays every game.
I mean, he is like Plastic Man out there.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you get a couple of days in between the games. Not like you're playing back to backs. I mean, it's just, you got to play your guys, for crying out loud.
Jaylen Brown, 1-for-10 from three.
There's my ex post, everything the last night. Sorry
for
everything.
You did that? I didn't see that.
I'm sorry.
Like, who cares?
What do you mean?
You just felt like you had to put that out there?
Yeah, I mean, you put out a lot of crap, way more than I do, that nobody cares about. What is this? Why does this one bother you?
I don't know. What time was that?
When the game ended.
Okay. All right, good. I'm glad you respect Mikal Bridges.
You really want to play that game?
No.
Okay.
No, but you had 36,000 views.
I really don't understand your criticism of who cares. I mean, you post so much garbage about hockey when you're drunk. That's what people don't care about.
But that's different. That's entertaining.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Were you drunk last night?
No, I was not.
All right.
Nope. I was drunk during the show after you didn't do that Casamigos shot. Tom's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, Boomer Geo. Good morning. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good morning. Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about last night in the Knicks, of course. I was at MSG for the watch party, man. It was some experience. I still have no voice. But I just want to talk, you know, just a little bit about the entire series going forward. Do you feel like the Knicks only have a shot if Boston shoots like they did last night? I mean, you got to think, I mean, the Knicks clamped up on defense in that, you know, that second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Do we really think the Knicks have a fair shot going forward?
So you got to think of it like this too, Tom. I mean, they also won this game, the Knicks, with they were terrible at the free throw line. So that could happen again if Mitchell Robinson gets there as much as he does. And also, they got barely anything out of Karl-Anthony Towns. Big tip in towards the end of the game. So we could play that on both sides. Where do you think that, you know, the Knicks are going to get that amount of production, tiny amount of production from Towns? Are they going to be that bad from the free throw line? No, I still think that if the Celtics shoot better than that, the Knicks could still win. But you're not going to see them shoot that bad again.
I'm just telling you, remember, it's a big injury. The Sam Hauser injury, the ankle injury is a big injury. I don't know how severe it was. You know, those of us who have we've all, you know, twisted our ankles. We've all, you know, left games, and, you know, it didn't look good. That is a huge loss for them. That's a big part of their depth. He averaged, like, I think, like 22 minutes a game. So that's a big loss for them. And then, of course, Kristaps Porzingis not playing in the second half because of illness. And you were saying that this thing has been lingering with him?
Yeah, so this is a quote back when he returned to the lineup after the illness on March 15th. It was extremely, extremely frustrating not knowing what I had. I haven't been this sick probably ever in my life. After each workout, I was boom, big crash, really fatigued, not normal. So that, you know, that went on for a while. So could this be that again? I don't know. It's just something to keep an eye on.
And that, I'm telling you guys, that is those two players. That's the break the Knicks need. You don't want anybody to be sick or hurt. But I mean, you talk about what happened to the Knicks last year with all the guys that got hurt and OG Anunoby and Julius Randle and everybody out. And then ultimately, you know, Jalen Brunson gets hurt in the last game. I mean, that's part of the attrition of the playoffs. And if those guys are out, that is a huge bone for the Knicks. And by the way, the Knicks were outscored bench points 24-14.
Yeah, which is actually not that bad of a disparity.
That Peyton Pritchard, you know, he came off the bench and he did. He had 3 3-pointers.
Did you get a jersey and put it in the freezer, by the way?
I did not, no.
I was hoping that you put the Porzingis jersey in the freezer and he leaves with illness. I would have said that is perfect.
No, I don't hope for that. What I hope for is a guy, you know, to have an off night or two, you know?
Okay.
Turn the puck over, you know, miss a free throw at the end of the game, that kind of thing.
All right. So nothing from Fanatics, huh?
Coming today.
Oh, today. Okay.
You know what? Now it's coming. Now it's after the fact.
Well, it's before game two. We got plenty of time.
Okay.
Is it Porzingis or is it Pritchard?
Not sure.
That would suck if you put it in the freezer.
Could be Jalen Brown. Put him in there. If he's banged up like you say he is.
Well, I didn't say that. Reggie Miller was really alluding to the fact that, like, he didn't look right. I didn't see it as much because I'm not watching as many games, Celtics games, as Reggie Miller is. But, I mean, he was...
Well, Reggie Miller's up close and personal. I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, he's right there. He's talking to the coaches, talking to the players.
He would know. Patrick in East Brunswick. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just got to say, I think Jalen Brown at halftime got in Jalen Brunson's face and called him a flopper. I think that really lit a fire under him. I think Jalen Brown took that personal.
Okay.
I mean, Jalen Brunson took that personal and just went off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that is a reputation that he's got with these opposing teams, players, and fans. And, you know, they were chanting flopper in Detroit. You saw Durin of the Pistons last series in slow motion say, "You flopping MF-er." So, yeah, this is a thing. I don't know if that lights a fire under him or not. I mean, he's just really good, whether people are criticizing him or kissing his butt. Jalen Brunson's just...
I would just say, hey, you got a Y in your name and I don't. Shut up.
Yeah, hit him where it hurts.